Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thanks, everybody.
The Bears.
You're listening to the best of the Bears.
He's in for the touchdown, and the Chicago Bears have taken the lead.
A weekly mix of 670 The Score's best NFL talk to get you ready for game day.
With Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggsy.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Always a delight to talk to our guy, Brad Biggs. He's the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a longtime contributor to the station and a valued friend. And he joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Want to thank everyone for joining us, too, on CHSN. And you get the treat now of seeing our guy, Biggsy. Brad, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, you've got the story. The Bears are going to be playing, and I'm gonna go forth with what you kind of wrote about, tweeted the other day. Perhaps the fourth coldest game in the history of the franchise. Cold.
Well, franchise or it's Soldier Field. Like I don't know.
They probably played in Minnesota back in the day, right? Wasn't that the?
Yeah. Well, and they had 50 years at Wrigley Field, right?
It was much cooler back then.
It's going to be ass cold on Sunday. It's going to be there'll be dangerous conditions.
Is that a meteorological term?
No, I told you you got to call Amy Freeze.
That's a meteorological term. Her name.
It's just not going to be. It's not going to be real nice out on Sunday. But both teams are going to be in it. It's not like they're playing a team from the West Coast that is not accustomed to lousy winter weather. the Browns practice in this crap just like the Bears do. So go out and play football.
Brad, just asking because it came up yesterday, coordinator day at Hallis Hall, and it was the first time we heard from Richard Hightower in regard to the kickoff, the dirty kickoff at the end of the first half that did not work. And it also, I think, contributed to how easy that touchdown that followed became. What was his explanation and what did you think?
Yeah, I mean, the explanation was pretty simple. Cairo mishit the ball. Like, he did not hit it properly, and that's why it was considerably short of the landing zone. No question that made things a little bit easier for the Packers there. I believe they had a good number of timeouts in that situation, but it's got to be better, and they certainly wanted to avoid that. Came right after the field goal, struck the ball great on the field goal, and then, you know, with those dirty balls, you've got to mishit it, but mishit it properly. Like, it's when I talked to Cairo about the challenges with some of those different kickoffs, he likened it to a golfer, you know, intentionally trying to blade his shot to get it out of the rough. So they can't have it, especially in that moment, but you can't let the Bo Melton be the deepest guy in the field either.
Yeah, it was that was a real problem. And you go back and you look at that game and what happened. I wonder, Brad, as we look at the Bears injury report, it was the same whether they were indoors or outdoors. So that's probably Roma Dunze practicing for the first time in 2 weeks. Probably a good sign. We know he's got a stress fracture. That's a difficult one to predict. But Cleveland had like four or five linemen on their injury list. Like, how many linemen do you have on your team? That's a lot of linemen to all be suffering through injuries.
Yeah, and the Browns have got a situation where they could be looking at wholesale offensive line changes after this season. Like, the Bears should be a decent example for Cleveland of, hey, if you commit to it and you do it right, you might be able to turn it around in one swing. They've got, I believe, almost every guy on their offensive line is going to be coming out of contract or has reached the point in their contract where, like, it's pretty obvious neither side's going to continue with the other. Tevin Jenkins inserted into the lineup last week for the first time and was fine on Wednesday and was added to the injury report yesterday. We've seen that movie many times before. That was one of those amazing ones last year where people would be talking about the possibility of Tevin getting a new contract. I'm like, what? Like, he doesn't finish games. There's no way they would pay this guy. And he got a little bit of money on a short-term deal with the Browns trying to restart things. And it's just he's a guy that hasn't been able to stay on the field.
Myles Garrett is capable of taking the game over. We all know that. Do you think that he will get three sacks to make the history and become the single season sack leader in NFL history?
No, I don't. I don't think he's going to get three sacks, but I also sure as heck wouldn't be surprised. So if you're gonna cut up audio and bring it up on Monday, I don't believe it will happen. But I would not be surprised because he's truly capable of anything. I think they want to try to get going behind the offensive line, although, you know, saying you want to run the ball against the Browns and doing it are two different things. Yes, they gave up 160-some-odd yards to Tennessee last week, and, you know, Jim Schwartz was asked about it, I think, yesterday, and Schwartz pointed out the specific issues they had on two long plays,
right,
and that if you take those two plays out, the Titans are at like 2.5, 2.6 carry. The Browns are 13th guys in run defense this season. And you say, okay, you know, that's good. Pretty much middle of the pack. You look at yards per carry, they're fourth. So I think one of the reasons they're 13th is because they've been losing in the late in the third quarter, fourth quarter, in a lot of ball games this season. The opponent has been running the ball to end the game, maybe not getting big-time yardage, but adding up to the total a little bit. So I just don't think that 13th is really reflective of the quality there. I think they're more like the fourth, that when you look at the yards per carry. Now they have had some injuries, but it will be a challenge to run the ball against this Cleveland front. But I think it's a challenge that Ben Johnson and his offensive linemen and the running backs are ready to take head on.
This segment with Brad Biggs is sponsored by Estwing Professional Tools, made in the USA for over 100 years. Estwing.com. And Brad, it's always fun to hear Declan Doyle speak, because he has a way of kind of taking stuff that Ben Johnson says and putting it into a little bit of different perspective, and I always enjoy him doing that for me, translating a little.
The Declan Distillery.
There you go. I like that. I'd like a nice distillery, too. But I'm wondering, when he was asked about what's going on with DJ Moore, he basically said, and I won't read you the you heard it. I don't have to. But he basically said, well, he's doing everything we want him to do. And, you know, sometimes you have plans for using people in a certain way, and it just doesn't work out that way. And I was dissatisfied with that answer, because it still doesn't address what the issue is why can't you get the ball to the guy? Why haven't you done different things with the guy? And what are you going to do moving forward? I mean, his numbers have fallen off a ledge here.
Yeah, and he's a guy that's produced stellar numbers with very poor quarterback play through the major part of his career, right? He's been a guy that's been able to put up numbers, and then you looked at who he's catching the ball from, and you're like, wow, okay. I don't know that there's a great explanation for it right now. You know, he's not the number one read as much as he was previously in his career when he was putting up those numbers with poor quarterback play. It's frequently, right? Roma Dunze has sort of taken over that spot a little bit. But, like, the passing offense just, like, it certainly is not firing on all cylinders with any sort of continuity or anything. Like, you'll see plays for sure that you're like, damn, that's how it's supposed to look. That's really good. They do have those, but it's hard to come out of a ball game other than when they were playing the Cowboys back when they were just completely out of sorts, that the Bears threw the ball all over the place and it looked like a well-oiled operation. So it's one of those things that has been a disappointment for DJ, and I'm sure it's been a little bit of a disappointment for the other people involved as well, because he certainly has the capability and skills to add more to the offense, which would naturally lead to larger numbers in terms of the stats.
Brad, we had some fun this morning during the pick six projecting whether or not Caleb Williams will get 4,000 yards. He's at 2,908. That means he needs 1,092 to get to 4,000 over the final four games. And he needs probably 931, I believe, to break the single-season Bears record held by Eric Kramer for so long. Do you think he gets either or both?
I don't think he gets to 4,000. It's possible, but you look at what he needs to do, and that he's got to get a bunch of yards, right? Like, that's going to require some consistency in the passing game that has been lacking. It's not going to be ideal throwing conditions on Sunday against a really good defense. They've got a really good defense the following week. that what they just threw for what, about $160 on on the Packers.
He's got to average 273.
Well, Dave, the last Bears quarterback to average 273, I believe, over a four-game stretch, that name might surprise you a little bit. No guesses?
Cutler.
Oh.
Jay.
Wrong.
Cutler.
Jim Miller.
No.
Rex Grossman.
No.
Bob Avellini.
Oh, man, we're going to be here all morning, boys.
Yeah, just cut to the chase.
What do you think, Brad? Come on.
The quiz time's over.
Krenzel?
I mean, Brian Hoyer did it.
No way. Get out of here.
Wow. Seriously,
get out.
I would not have expected that one.
No. Does that count?
So I don't. He's the last guy to go over 273 or 270. Over 270. In four consecutive.
Well, then you're making the argument that it's possible, because I think that Caleb Williams is infinitely better than Brian Hoyer.
You're making the argument it's possible.
Okay, just saying. Well, this is the audio that's going to come back when it happens, Brad, because we tape everything.
Okay.
It's possible. Unlikely. It's unlikely, but I don't think he's going to get there either. I think he could get the franchise record, but 4,000 seems to be a bit much, considering how much they're going to run the ball down the stretch.
All right. We need some trip handicapping. In other words, I want to know who you picked, who wins the game, but give me how the game unfolds. I mean, give me a, you know, start at the quarter pole and give me the race.
I think I've said a couple times this week, I gotta believe they're gonna be able to generate some takeaways from Shedeur Sanders. It kind of presents some situations to him that maybe he hasn't seen before. I tried talking to Al Harris a little bit about that yesterday, and you know, Al basically said that they feel like, you know, they can make it difficult to identify what they're doing to all quarterbacks, not just, you know,
the guy makes
start number four. So, but I just think that while Sanders has certainly provided a spark to the Browns, he's gotten Jerry Jeudy going again. Fannin, I think I mentioned yesterday, he sort of looks like the number one target. Given the dimension of that offense that was missing when they were using Dylan Gabriel, that this isn't a home game against the Tennessee Titans. And I'm not making this Bears defense out to be great by any stretch, but I think the Bears can really make things challenging for Sanders, and that will be the path to victory, lead to some short fields. Maybe something like 23-14, guys.
Okay, 23-14. That's consistent. Brandon had a 10-point victory. I did too. I think everybody essentially had a blowout.
I had a
decisive victory.
I think
victory.
I had 21-7.
Dustin had the Browns not getting any points. 21-0.
I need an easier week.
Good thing I don't have to talk to Dustin on the show four mornings a week.
Why is that?
Now you sound like David.
No.
I'm taking strays here.
Shot.
No,
it's a shot.
You go back to, what year was it? The Bears were playing at Tampa, and I picked the Bucks to win like 20-0 in the paper. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it was completely headed that way until the Bears defense got a turnover on about the Bucks 30. And Bears go in and score. I think the final score was 19-6 Tampa. Like if that Bears go in and get a touchdown, I'm pretty sure touchdown, and then they either went for two or missed the extra point. I'm almost positive it was like a 19-6 final in a game. Like, it's sitting there. It's going to be 19-0. I'd pick 20-0. I don't see a shutout coming for the Bears on Sunday. But if it happens, we'll make sure we give Dustin full props with the audio on Monday.
There you go.
There have been six shutouts in the league this year, so maybe that's number seven waiting to happen.
What defenses have posted them?
What defenses have posted the shutouts?
Yeah. Look at Bear.
Well, there's only like three defenses that are keeping teams under, I think, 20-something.
Not speaking for them, though, but I think that it was probably a reflection of the Bears or the Browns' offense as much as the Bears' defense.
Right. Yeah, well, and one of the things that, and maybe they get it tightened up this week, Bears haven't been great on third down lately. Remember we talked about it for most of the season. Like, this is a team that's been fantastic on third down. They were top five, top six for a really long stretch. Well, they've slipped a bit. They're approaching middle of the pack now on third down. So that's something they want to tighten up and should be able to be better against Sanders.
Well, might I remind you also, Brad, that the Bears did shut out the Bills in the preseason.
Okay.
Does that count in your six?
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
38 to nothing, my friend.
That's crazy.
All right, Brad. Good stuff.
Thanks, Brad.
We'll see you Sunday.
Have a great weekend, guys.
All right, buddy. That is Brad Biggs. He is the football man of the Chicago Tribune.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Will the desperate Bears get their 10th victory of the season versus the Cleveland Browns? Can you please share a score and an important storyline from the game?
I am not going to talk about the weather. I am not Tom Brady. I'm not obsessed with the temperatures or the wind chill or the effects of the conditions on the quarterback play. It might be a factor. It certainly will be for the fans. I feel sorry for the people that go out there at 8 o'clock in the morning and start tailgating, although that is their choice and they do enjoy it. But this is an opportunity for the Bears to get this one out of the way. That's not the way they're going to look at it, but I think that it's understandable if everyone else does. They've got the Packers, the Niners, and the Lions to finish the season. You cannot lose this game. I guess in retrospect, I do like the way that Ben Johnson announced early this week that this was not going to be something they take lightly by identifying it as his team as one desperate for a victory. And I think they will reflect that. They won't come out flat. They will come out ready. The first 15 will be lit, as the kids say. And they will be definitely sharp offensively. They'll run the ball down the throats of Myles Garrett and company. That will be the story we'll be talking about on Monday morning, how the offensive line did it again. Hamanungai and Swift, they need a nickname. They really do. Swift and what? Swift and... I don't know what it is. Swift and... Mighty?
Swift and Thunder.
They need a nickname. We need to workshop
it. Swift and...
They will be the story. Caleb Williams will be efficient. The defense will create a takeaway. Shedeur Sanders...
How about Swift and Rock Chulowski?
Everything's about Rock Chulowski this week. Bears 27, Browns 17. It's going to be a 10-point victory.
Mother Nature will have a major effect on the game and will be a storyline. Bears 21, Browns nothing. Zero.
Whoa, zilch. Whoa. Shutout?
Shutout.
You got a Spencer Knight shutout? Second one of the week in Chicago sports. Wow. That's quite a bold statement and prediction.
How about Swiftness instead of Sisyphus?
You got Nobody would get it, Molly.
Yes, you got Swift.
Nobody would get it.
His surname Swift. And then a man rolling a boulder up.
Nobody would get it. It'd
mythology.
Be over everybody's heads.
Great mythology. Nicknames
have to be quick.
Oh, boy. I thought that was pretty good.
It is good.
I think the Bears are going to win the game. Listen, here's the deal. The way to bet it, the way to play it, is for the Bears to win the game. Is there a scenario in which they don't? Unfortunately, there probably is. I'd love to say no shot. And move on, as some people like to do. But I would have to say they're going to have to earn it. They're going to have to go ahead and get that done. But I do think that when you're talking about a game like this, there's no other option than to win it. You got to win the game. So get it done. Run the ball. I'm with you. I like that idea. Is Odunze going to play? It was interesting to see the projected injury list be the exact same injury list when you actually had a practice.
Yeah, they definitely duplicated it well. Consistency,
so,
they get an A for.
There you go. So Here's hoping that Odunze is back and he can play and Tyreek Stevenson can play and they are improving a little bit because all hands on deck, you got to get it done. But really, it's about putting together wins, and they got to win this game. And let's never talk about next week until we get there.
No, I know. What about Smash and Dash?
Bears win. Smash and Dash?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That was an entry. We're getting submissions.
I like this one. Someone said Bangers and Mash. That's excellent.
How about Swift and Son?
Oh, that's a good steakhouse. I love Swift and Sons. I don't know if that kind of...
diminishes Menungai to the little guy?
The little guy Menungai.
Yeah. Toughest guy in the league to tackle, according to Bram Baldinger.
Swiftest.
There's a Menungai among us.
A Menungai? He has had a phenomenal season. Nobody's going to get Swiftest.
Oh, gosh.
Nobody's going to get that.
Don't shoot it down.
Slash and smash.
We've got a...
We're getting a lot of good entries.
Are those good?
Well, the Bruise Brothers, I think that's been used before.
I thought that was the offensive line.
So what was your score?
I think I'm going with a fairly steady 21-7.
Okay. So you think it's going to be low scoring?
I think it's going to be low. I think the weather is going to have a bit of a problem with it, you know? I just think the weather would be bad, and I think that they're going to run the ball, and they're going to eat clock, and I think they can score a few touchdowns, and I think you got to keep the Browns off the scoreboard, and you nod your head at them. Maybe they get 7 to 10 points. That's all you can give them, though.
So, Dustin, 21-0. There have been 6 shutouts, I believe, in the NFL this season. You think the Bears defense...
Number 7 is Sunday.
It's not as if the Bears defense is coming off right. A game in which they went out in a blaze of glory.
How many takeaways, Dustin?
There's like nobody playing for the Browns. Like, they may not have an offensive line.
They will have people lined up there, but you're right.
Somebody
they,
will get in a stance.
They won't be offensive linemen.
I was just shocked by the shutout.
How many takeaways you got?
Maybe only one, because I don't think they're going to really be able or trying to put the ball in the air either.
Huh. All right.
I don't think they're going to be inclined to establish the passing game. I don't think, other than Clay Harbor, we've talked about their wide receivers at all. Jerry Jeudy.
Jerry Judy's a good player.
He's a very good player.
And we talked about the tight end ad nauseum.
Oh. Really?
Well, I mean, how many catches did he have in a bowl?
17.
Dave? I know.
Harold Fannin Jr.
Yes.
I gave him a good shout-out last night on television as well. Hey, look. The Mid-American Conference doesn't have many players in the NFL.
They've got plenty of players in the NFL. Are you kidding me? They got some really good pass rushers.
They do. They produce pass rushers quite well. Thank you, Khalil Mack.
Thank you.
And Khalil Max Crosby.
Pretty good player.
Yeah. Eastern Michigan and Buffalo. Represent.
There you
Maction.
Go.
This is Maction!
Brandon never misses
All
a
right.
beat.
So we're Brandon, you got him winning too? It worries me.
I got them winning. I got them winning 23-13. One takeaway.
I'm with you. Yeah, see, I got a 10-point victory.
That sounds good.
Browns in the teens.
Yeah.
Bears in the 20s.
Okay.
That's going to be that kind of game.
Here's hoping. That would be a great game. That would be a very enjoyable game. Just win comfortably and keep the pass rusher away from the quarterback. That's all you got to do.
That's the thing.
Yep. That's an important storyline because everybody has to be sustainable. Not just the takeaways. All right, we got the Bears winning. Pretty good stuff. We're going to bring in our guy, and we'll find out how he feels. Bigs time next on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yeah, whatever.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Rahimi Harrison Grody, middays 10 till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We'll be a playoff team once we earn enough wins to become a playoff team. So right now we're a 9-win team, and I don't think 9 wins is going to get you in this year. So we got to do what we can to get enough wins to find a way to get in the tournament.
That was what Ben Johnson had to say on Sunday after the 28-21 loss to Green Bay. This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And that's what makes these next four games so crucial. This is the fun part. This is the part where you get to spend your December not just worrying about holiday shopping and such, but also trying to figure out how the Bears and if the Bears are going to make the playoffs. Sunday against Cleveland, Saturday against Green Bay, which I've talked about way too much already. Sunday against San Francisco, that is the Sunday night game that day. And the flex game against Detroit, that is the remaining ledger that the team has. So as we try to figure out how many games it is going to take, Marshall, I think you were the first one who asked the question, how many wins is it going to take? I thought it might take 10. You said 11, so did the head coach.
Oh, no, I looked at the schedule, and the reason why 11 is the number that I landed on, quite frankly, is because I just looked at the quality of teams and how many bad teams there were, and there's kind of a separation that maybe isn't as evident in the AFC, in the NFC. When you talk about the teams in the division, the three, of course, that we talk about outside of the Minnesota Vikings, and then you look at the NFC East and
Bears,
you say—
Bears, Packers, Lions.
Bears, Packers, Lions. You look at the NFC East and you see the Eagles and now maybe the Cowboys, but the understanding is there will only be one team to come out of the NFC East.
Which is likely still the Eagles.
And then the NFC West, where you could have three teams come out of that division since Arizona fell off so early and so fast, it could be the Rams, the Seahawks, or the 49ers. And then, of course, the NFC South, it feels like only one of those teams, but and a lot largely because they play each other down the stretch, the Carolina Panthers and, of course, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And the Bucs, for a minute, look like they might be that upper echelon team, but they've just suffered too many losses over the course of the season to be in that same conversation.
Yeah, the Bucs probably win by default. And Sunday, or tonight, actually, the Atlanta and Tampa Bay game, that's probably going to help us figure this out. Bucks are 7-6. So a quick rundown. You've got the Rams at 10-3, the Packers at 9-3 now, because that's how much of a difference that one game made. 9-3-1 is their record. Philly is 8-5. Tampa is 7-6. Seattle is 10-3. The Niners are 9-4, and then the Bears are 9-4. The Bears are behind the 49ers in the standings because the Niners right now win a tiebreak over Chicago based on best win percentage in conference games, so that does indeed matter. Then it's the Lions, then it's the Panthers. Lions are 8-5, Panthers 7-6, Cowboys at 6-6-1. I am not going to pretend like the Vikings and the Falcons, the 11-12 are in the hunt. I'm just not going to do it. My graphic is not going to be as big.
Well, the Falcons have already been technically eliminated from playoff contention. They are.
So there it is.
They're done.
So that makes tonight's game even more there.
Well, and that's the thing. Five teams have already been eliminated. We're down to 10 teams for
Arizona,
7 spots.
Arizona, New Orleans, Washington, and the Giants are already done. And by the way, oddly enough, there is a mathematical chance, albeit low, that the Chiefs could get eliminated on Sunday.
Yeah, that's a real thing. The Chiefs, of course, 6-7. If they lose and get some other teams winning, they would be done because they're already out on a lot of tiebreakers in the AFC.
Yeah.
The Chiefs are.
Winning over the Chargers only incrementally helps their playoff chances. But getting back to the NFC, that was the question. How many teams and how many wins is it going to take for the Bears to make the playoffs? So Ben Johnson was asked about that in connection to our previous segment. Let's take a listen.
We have goals, and we know what's out in front of us. And so it's just that awareness that every game matters. Every game matters. And that's where this week, you know, you go from an emotional rivalry game like we just played. This week is equally important. We need this win. We desperately need this win.
And that's where the desperation meter was created. But he said it. He said a couple more. So he's also thinking 11. I think as a team, you probably talk about it because it is a goal you can set. You try to surpass it when you know that you possibly can. But you at least have to understand that that is how you are able to control your own destiny. Kevin Byard spoke yesterday at Halas Hall, and he expanded on that number.
I look at the playoffs the past couple years since they kind of changed the playoff format. Especially with this year with the NFC, it's going to take 11 games to get in my opinion. And with the amount of good, really talented teams in the NFC, you know, 10 wins, I don't think it's going to get it done. I think last year Seattle had 10 wins and didn't get in. I think it's going to be the same thing this year. So I think just understanding that, we're focusing on each week, but that's just the reality of the situation. You know what I mean? We got to go out there and try to continue to stack wins. So starting this week, I don't want to necessarily call it a must win, but we have to make sure we continue stacking wins. So like Coach said, I mean, having 9 wins is cool, but it's not going to get us in the playoffs. So we're going to have to get at least 2 wins if we want to get in the playoffs, but I think 3 or 4 to win a division. So that's what we're focused on. We're just going to focus on this week and then obviously Green Bay once Green Bay come.
And the 3 or 4 to win the division is valid talk. I understand this. When we say 11 wins, we're talking about for the Bears to get into the playoffs. Because, of course, in the NFC South or the NFC East, it may not take 11 wins to win the division. But we know this. The Bears are in a division where the Green Bay Packers already have 9 wins, where the Lions right behind them have 8 wins. So when you're talking about getting in as a wild card, when you've got teams already with 10 and 9 wins in the NFC West as well, it's going to take 11 at minimum.
Well, and that's what again makes these games that you didn't necessarily think are that important so much more consequential now. And in that becomes not just taking care of business against the Browns, neutralizing the pass rush and Myles Garrett in a way that you may have not realized is so crucial. Like, you put importance on it, there's no doubt about that. But that, given how other pass rushers have been successful against this Bears team, that's not to diss the offensive line. That's just to show you that there's a reason teams spend money on them.
Well, I don't even think it's necessarily like a discredit to the offensive line, because when you look at how that line and this quarterback have evolved from the beginning of the season to now, remember Max Crosby and the Raiders? Do you remember how that went?
Not well for the Bears. I mean, they eked out that win 25-24.
And then you look at what happened even earlier against the Detroit Lions, where it's Aiden Hutchinson and crew trying to wreck shop. I mean, Caleb was not as comfortable, whether it was pre-snap, whether it was at the line of scrimmage, whether it was in the pocket, earlier in the season as he is of late. He has been excellent at avoiding sacks, whether that means getting rid of the ball, taking off running, or just being good enough to get rid of the ball quick enough. And when I say get rid of the ball quick enough, that's getting it out on time. Getting rid of the ball, period, is just throwing it away.
Which he does a lot. Like, he will do that a lot. And that is part of, I think, the sack avoidance for him. Max Crosby that day had 5 tackles. 3 of them were for loss. So it was significant. Tyree Wilson had the sack that day. There was only 1 on Caleb Williams. But you knew what you saw when you saw it. It disrupted the Bears' offense. They couldn't get into a rhythm. They had to find alternative ways of scoring and winning that game. And that's what happened. Williams was 22 of 37 that day for 212 yards, a touchdown, and an interception. That was good for a 73.3 rating. And when you saw what happened against Pittsburgh, for example, we talked about it, the fumble that ended up getting recovered in the end zone. Well, that's not ideal either. So this adds up. The pass rush doesn't always show in the numbers as we've seen. But it shows in how you talk about it and who you're seeing break down a pocket or break down protection. And that's where Myles Garrett, who very much has the sack record in his sights for the single season, that's where he becomes such an issue here when it comes to... There's a factor where you could argue Myles Garrett could take the Bears out of the playoffs if things go the wrong way, and you don't want that to happen.
I mean, the man has a 4-sack game. He has a 5-sack game. A 5-sack game is insane.
That's not real.
It's because at some point you have to make an adjustment and be like, okay, somebody else besides Myles Garrett is going to get us beat.
I mean, I'm inventing a new personnel package if that's the case. I don't know. Like, what's after Heavy and Jumbo? Is it just everybody? Like, what's the next level of that? You're doing everything you possibly can. You're not getting any yards then, because the only offensive player you have left is your typically is going to be your quarterback. But you have to find a way to stop it.
You like the idea of a 4 tight end set, though?
I do, actually. What would that be? Because it can't be like 13 personnel, like one running back, 3 tight ends. Is that just 4 personnel? Like, what do you call that? I was joked about calling it 14, but that isn't true.
No, the 4 tight end set. Do they have 4 tight ends on the roster? Or they could just, oh, they'd bring in Theo as the extra tight end.
Yeah, they could report him as eligible, like they did a la Ozzy.
Yeah, no, I think even going back to that Max Crosby, he may not have had the sack, but like, you remember that interception. You'll never forget that, will you?
Also, the fact that Myles Garrett's 5-sack game was against the Patriots.
It was a long time ago. Drake May has gotten a lot better at taking sacks since that early meeting in the season.
Well, his 4-sack game was against Baltimore.
Was Lamar quarterbacking back then? Also, Lamar's not right, but...
Lamar is not right, and yes, he was quarterbacking.
Huh. It's been a rough year for Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, I don't think he's fully healthy.
But for Caleb Williams this week, I think Ben Johnson has done an excellent job. Even going back to last week, I know you want to say Micah Parsons had an impact. Guess what? He's going to have an impact every game. It's just, can you minimize the actual damage that he does? I thought Ben Johnson, Dan Roschar, Caleb Williams, everyone involved did a great job of minimizing the impact that Micah Parsons on the game. That's why at the end of the game, they had a chance to win the game.
Yeah, except, you know, Rashawn Gary was also in his face quite a bit.
Yeah.
Like, that's the problem, is when you've got two... It's kind of like that Tez effect that happened, you know, a couple years ago. That's when you really start cooking as a defense.
Can we bring the Tez effect back?
Yeah, that would be great. I think it would have helped out in the Packers game.
I was asking for your permission. Can you make a call, make sure they have that Tez effect dialed up? For
he would hang up on me, like, in negative time.
Oh, I wasn't going to say talk to him. Talk to, you know, Dennis Allen or whoever needs to be told to hit the button that makes the Tez effect turn back on.
Yeah, like just press the easy button, right? Press the Tez effect button.
I miss the easy button.
One of my colleagues used to say that certain teams would press the hard button, where they would just make things harder on themselves.
The Bears used to press the hard button.
100% the Bears would press the hard button. This is Raheem Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. We broadcast live from The Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Breaking news when we have it on The Score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. You heard our producers earlier, Ray Diaz, Tyler Buterbaugh, Brandon Fryer helps us out as well. You can call us and text us 312-644-6767. We're on YouTube. YouTube 670 The Score is our name on YouTube. And we're on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Our Twitch mob is chatting. They're using emotes. It's a lovely Thursday for it. And our video team is Connor O'Donnell, who helps moderate. We also have Jacob Stutz and Max Curtis, our video team, working on socials for you as well. Coming up next, it is one of the biggest stories in sports. And unfortunately, it is also one of the most tumultuous ones, and one that I think we need to handle carefully, because I don't think it was yesterday. Let's talk about what happened at Michigan with Sharon Moore next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.